This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Ayer.
Hello.
Bridget, what's our topic this week?
Well, it's perfect timing because we're going to talk about something that's going on this summer, right? We're actually maybe getting some nice warm weather now, right?
Well, I'm hoping, although the grass is getting away from me.
Yeah, that does happen. The dandelions are getting away from me. So we're going to be talking with, I'll just introduce my guests. Anthony Ernst is here in the studio. He is the director of summer programs at Cathedral High School. And we're going to be talking about Camp Cathedral, right?
Absolutely.
Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And this is going to be fun because I don't know anything about this camp, so I'm going to learn all about it, and so are all of our listeners, right?
Fantastic, yes.
Okay, so let's talk about you first.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Did you grow up Catholic? How'd you get connected with Cathedral and what you do there?
Well, I am born, raised Catholic. I am from Vincennes, Indiana originally.
Okay.
And attended Catholic schools in Vincennes. Ended up going to Vincennes University and then Indiana, majored in history, and then got out, started thinking about teaching, and I was able to get my degree.
Mm-hmm.
Taught a couple of years in Florida for the adventure of moving away, and then missed home. Got an opportunity with a friend who had already been working at Cathedral, said there was an opening, applied, and one thing leads to another. I got the job, and I've been there for, this is my 16th year.
So you teach history?
I do. I teach.
Ooh, AP, what do you teach? What's
I
your
teach
time?
AP European History and Honors World History at Cathedral full time. And then I'm also the director of the summer programs, and I'm also the director of student activities.
Wow. So yeah. You do a lot there.
I do.
And I'm a history nerd, or I like to think of myself as a history nerd. So I love that. In fact, my daughter is taking a AP exam history.
We have our AP exams going on right now for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. So this is a timely topic, right?
It is. And, right around the corner is graduation, and then camps start right up.
Yeah. So tell us what Camp Cathedral is, and then how long it runs.
So Camp Cathedral is our extension for the summer, and it is not only a program that is serving our community as a school.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have families who have little ones who also have high schoolers. We have families who have middle school kids who are bringing their children to our summer program. But our alumni base and then community in general of Indianapolis, it's a program that's open to anyone.
What are the ages?
Well, we start at K. Actually, we start before K because we have a tennis camp that's called Mighty Mites Tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And they begin at age, believe it or not, age 4.
Wow.
And just
old enough to walk and hold the tennis racket,
and they do
right?
A great job, too. My experience with that camp, the kids come out, obviously, a little bit excited. Obviously, a 4-year-old's going to be very excited when you put a racket in their hand.
But, where's my brother?
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Oh, no. I'm sure there's some stuff that could happen, but our coaching staff's actually very good with these kids, and they teach them eye-hand coordination, and they do some stuff like that. So it begins in even pre-K stuff, and then it goes up through the 9th grade. Incoming freshmen have the opportunity, if they want to take some time and come to Cathedral during the summer and get to know the school in that way as well.
So now, what is the goal of the camp itself?
Well,
specific goal of the camp.
In general, I mean, the goal is to introduce Cathedral, mm-hmm. obviously, and serve Cathedral's family. So if we have the opportunity to bring a family on campus and give them an opportunity to taste or see or feel a little bit of what life is like as the Cathedral kind of community comes together during the summer, it may open a door that eventually leads that family to learn a little bit more about our school and what we do there. And
and since you brought that up, what do you do there? Tell us a little bit about Cathedral.
Cathedral High School, founded in 1918. Is a Catholic school in the Holy Cross tradition. We were founded by Bishop Chartrand here in Indianapolis, but then also Bishop Chartrand brought in the Brothers of Holy Cross from Notre Dame to begin educating the students. Started it 14th. Well, actually, the school began at near 14th and Meridian. The first year was actually in the school, the elementary school behind the cathedral.
Okay.
And then the next year or year and a half later, they opened the doors at 14th and Meridian, which is where the Catholic Center is now. And we're there until the 70s. The school then moved to what is today the campus. Was Ladywood Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And Cathedral High School is a fully fledged college preparatory school.
Mm-hmm.
We have roughly around 1,250 students, give or take a few every year. And we offer all sorts of classes in not only catering to students who are geared towards sciences and geared towards the STEM programming, but also for liberal arts students geared toward going to a liberal arts school.
Now, I'm curious, are the Holy Cross Fathers, do you still have, are they any of them working there, or is it all laity now? What's it like now?
We have a lot of lay staff. We do not currently have any staff that are part of the Holy Cross Brothers. We are reaffiliated with the Holy Cross Brothers.
Okay.
Recently in the last 10 years. Our Holy Cross connection is a part of the, essentially the Midwest province of Holy Cross, and
okay.
we share in a common core of values, a common core of teaching styles with our Holy Cross schools across the Midwest. And we are visited quite frequently by the brothers. We have alumni who are brothers, and so we do
have a pretty
strong connection with them.
If you're just joining us right now and you're wondering who I'm talking with, I'm talking with Anthony Ernst. He's the director of summer programs, and we're going to get back and talk about Camp Cathedral. So these are not just athletic camps, but they do have athletic camps. Talk about the different types of camps and then how long they go in terms of when they start and, you know, like, what part of the summer they start and that kind of give me the overview of the camps and maybe the types of camps.
Sure. Camp Cathedral began about a little more than 10 years ago.
Okay.
Prior to that, all of our sports programs typically operated their own camps.
Okay.
And it became an opportunity where our sports programs could be then accented and the school itself could also have more of a broader range of camps that we could offer. And the enrichment side is what we call it, the enrichment camps that we offer. Over the course of those years, the sports programs and the enrichment programs have grown quite a bit. We have roughly 87 camps that we offer right now.
That's a lot of camps.
It is. It is a lot of camps.
And does it run all summer long?
It does. Our first day of camp is June 4th.
Okay.
These are one-week sessions, typically, and they also run all the way through July 27th. So we do have 1 week off. We honor the IHSAA moratorium week, which is the July 4th week, in which we do
not hold
camps.
You got to have fireworks and all that and celebrate that, too, right?
Yep. And so we have those camps. They are daily half-day camps that you can build into a full-day experience by choosing more than one camp, a morning camp perhaps, and then if you see something in the afternoon that you like, you can choose an afternoon camp.
Now, I would like to go through some of the camps.
Mm-hmm.
If you could name off maybe, let's talk about the athletic camps, because I saw some really interesting sports that
You're not asking for all 87?
No, I'm not asking for all 87. Just, you know, an overview. There were some interesting sports I looked at that I thought, you know, that aren't necessarily available maybe other places. But if you could tell me, what are some of the athletic camps? And then we'll talk about some of the enrichment camps. Because there's a lot of really cool things happening.
Sure. We have, you know, the basic, I would call them core sports of high school life here in Indiana. Definitely basketball, obviously,
and
football, baseball. We have wrestling. We have both boys and girls soccer camps. We have softball. And then of those camps, which is kind of cool that we actually have specialty camps within those program areas. So, for example, our volleyball program has a level of volleyball for every age range. All the way from what we call volley tots range, which is your kindergartners up through about the second grade.
Volley tots.
And we move all the way up to our elite level in volleyball, which goes right into high school. We have our football program does not only a middle school and a peewee level, which would be your younger kids. They also do a specialty program for linemen. And we also have a specialty program for quarterbacks. We have tennis camp. We have golf camp. We have a speed development clinic, which is really a cool camp in which it's not just about track. It's a, we're going to teach you how to run properly. We're going to film your stride. We're going to break that down and show you exactly where maybe you need to correct some things. We're going to teach you how to train out of season. And especially for middle school students, that's something that, that they're looking to apply to lacrosse. They're looking to apply that to football or baseball or any speed-driven sport.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense because a lot of kids, you know, they do play more than one sport.
Absolutely.
So if you learn those fundamentals, you can really apply those in every sport you're playing.
New this year is our cheer camp. We have had cheer clinic, which was a two-day clinic in the past. This year, we're doing a full week of cheer. We always have a great turnout for our cheer clinic, so I'm sure the cheer camp's going to do well as well.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the enrichment side.
Yep.
I thought about taking a break before that. Should we take a break right now and then come back, or should we chat a little bit longer?
We could take a break right now,
okay.
And then we'll come back with more of Faith in Action right after this. Start your weekend off right with Catholic Radio Indy's Saturday morning lineup. Join James Littleton for Forming Faithful Families at 9, followed by the pro-life message of I Choose Life at 9:30. Then enjoy today's music with a Catholic message at 10 on Catholic Jukebox Indiana. At 11 o'clock, we'll share an hour of Catholic thought and philosophy on the Catholic Cave. And at noon, it's time to grab a bite, sit back, and enjoy some food for thought with two episodes of Faith in Action. That's the Saturday morning lineup from your source for 100% Catholic programming, Catholic Radio Indy.
It makes me feel good. It makes me a joyful person.
Through you guys and the work that God does through you, it's brought joy to the people that I'm around because I'm a different person because of you guys.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Keep Jesus at the center of our day all day long by having those words in the background.
It touches lives. It does every day.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm here with Kent Blantford, who is in the studio with me co-hosting. And my guest today is Anthony Ernst. He is the director of summer programs for Cathedral High School, and we're talking about Camp Cathedral. So here we are again. Now we're going to talk about, I want to talk about the camps that are other than athletic camps, because a lot of people think, oh yeah, it's only athletic camps,
right.
But that's not the case.
The enrichment camps. Yeah.
It's all enrichment we were joking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. Our enrichment program is pretty broad. We've got everything from STEM programming, which is obviously science, technology, engineering, math.
Thanks for saying those, because some people don't know it's science and math related, but they don't really remember what those.
And those camps actually are pretty popular with our youth coming in. We do some great robotics camps, and we have a retooled coding camp this year that our coding teacher at Cathedral is launching. And there's some really cool things that they're going to be doing. They're actually going to be programming some boards in the camp, and those robots that they build are they have a BattleBot day, and they have a robot races day, and all sorts of things. So there's a lot of cool activities in those camps. But we go beyond that. Some of our more popular camps, believe it or not, in the STEMs category is a whole litany of Minecraft camps.
Yeah, a lot of times people think, and I think I was like this too, that's not really educational, but
Well, the folks that the folks that choose to come to those camps actually get a great deal of engineering experience out of it. We have a very historic building on the campus of Cathedral High School, Loretto Hall. Mm-hmm. It's on the National Registry, and the building itself last year in the Minecraft camp, the students went in, they took measurements. They recreated it completely in authenticity in the Minecraft online world, so that they could give tours in the Minecraft world that they had kind of created, which was really cool. And we're
so they're,
talking
they're creating creative absolutely. And they're using math and they're using engineering and
we're talking second graders going up through this. Yeah. So, I mean, they did a great job with it.
I can't believe that young.
And that's just one of those camps. We have six Minecraft camps that we offer at Cathedral, which, you know, are great STEM camps.
And what's great, if young people are, you know, playing those games anyway, mm-hmm. why not make those real educational applications so that they're thinking in those terms when they're playing? And I know they're using those when they are playing
yes.
as well. So video games aren't all that bad.
No. And what's really cool, I didn't know this before we started flirting around with the Minecraft possibilities, is that Minecraft has an EDU version of their software, which is it's explicitly toward the education world, and built for that. And we work on closed circuit networks within our school. The kids aren't out online for those camps at all, but they get a lot done in this little virtual world that they create for themselves in those camps.
Now, did I see a spy camp on
that?
We
do have spy camp.
I actually wanted to sign up for that one.
Spy
camp.
Get
my trench coat and my code breaker. Tell me about that one. I want to
hear
about
that. Spy camp's a lot of fun. It is. There's obviously some creativity that goes into our camps, spy camp being one of them.
So what happens? I want to know what happens in spy
well,
camp.
Well, first rule of spy camp is not to talk about spy camp.
I could tell you, but I would have to kill you.
I knew that was coming.
But we actually, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, because we have kind of a running joke with our campers, because we talk about how important it is that they keep secrets, you know, for spy camp, you know, and we teach.
We don't want to keep Jesus a secret.
No.
Go on.
But we do teach them how to create a code, and they create, and then they break their code, they get to fly a drone. And they get to use pin cameras or hidden cameras, essentially. And
Kent's getting excited about this. Kent and I are going to show up. What's the age? Is there like an age
that's
limit?
That's K through third grade camp.
Oh,
that's
man,
right.
I don't think we can pass, Kent.
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of a third grader spying on me.
Yeah. I'm kind of short. You know, maybe I can sneak in there.
Oh, it's fun. They build their own costumes, and they have a obstacle course that they go through, and we time them on it, and it's a lot of fun.
Can you do an older spy camp? Like, you know, I'm serious, like fifth through eighth or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, that's a possibility. It's something that maybe we could do in the coming years.
Closest we had to that when I was a kid was like Boris and Natasha.
Yeah.
Couldn't get much past that.
Now, what about art camps? Or...
We have a lot of options in the art world. We just added, actually, a new camp this year is Seize the Clay Pottery Wheel Camp.
Mm.
And we have our art teacher, who is the 3D art teacher at Cathedral High School, an AP art teacher. And she's going to bring in the kids to the art studio, and they're going to learn how to use a pottery wheel. And by the end of the week, they're going to have a project or more than one project that they're going to be taking home with them that they've designed themselves. And that will be kilned and ready to go before they leave. And we're excited about that. We have Eat Your Artwork, which is an edible artwork camp, which is a lot of fun. It's
so
a little kids camp.
So do they cook and do art kind of at the same time?
Kind of. And my daughter actually took Eat Your Artwork last summer, and not a single project made it home.
Well, that's kind of a bummer. It's like, what'd you do all day?
Well, we make sure that we get pictures of the camp artwork before it goes home. But that's a popular camp as well. And then we have a We Love Art Camp, which is a general art camp. And it's, you know, various projects that kids can show that they have a love of art. So our arts program is pretty good. We have some of our more popular camps are the cooking camps that we offer. Our Cake Clinic and Cookie Clinics are some of the most popular camps we have. Cake Clinic has been a long time camp at Cathedral, and it's a great camp where you come in, you do group work, you get a theme that you build your cakes to for the day. You build them from the ground up and decorate them to the theme. And we have different awards that we give out for each of the winners for the day's theme. Cookie Clinic is very similar to that. Of course, you're going to be using cookies and baking cookies instead of cakes.
And during the summer, of course, you want to do these kind of fun things. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a lot of our camps that actually even go off campus. The afternoons at Camp Cathedral often have a number of our campers going away on our adventure camps. And those are also very, very popular.
Talk about that. Is that a service camp or is it different?
No, the adventure camps are actually just straight fun.
Okay.
I mean, not that service isn't fun.
Of course, we know service is fun.
Service is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Especially the camps that are adventure camps go out and we do laser tag activities. We usually go to a large pool somewhere here in the city on a hot day during the week, have some water balloon fights and that sort of thing. It's a lot of fun. They go go-kart racing one day we try to get a lot of varied activities in on those camps. They're very popular. We also offer junior adventure camps, which are a little bit more geared toward going to a location. Maybe it's a museum one day. Maybe it's Connor Prairie another. It might be that we go, we've taken them to various local attractions, and these are for the younger kids, K through third. The adventure camps are for our older students from the middle school level, basically.
So now, who puts on all these camps? Is it staff, parents, volunteers?
It's a mixture of everyone.
Students?
We have a full-time staff of 8 Cathedral alumni who work during the summer. They are, and actually I have a great staff coming up this summer. All but 2 of my staff are seasoned veterans.
That's good. That makes a difference.
Yes, it does make a difference.
Especially if they're going to get hit by one of those water balloons. They know it's coming, right?
Yep. You got to keep your head on a swivel.
That's for sure.
Our alumni come back and contribute greatly to the camp. But they handle some of our younger camps. Many of our older camps and many of the specialty camps, like, for example, our Super Science Camp, is operated by a Cathedral teacher, one of our biology teachers, who also teaches earth sciences and zoology, operates that camp. We already spoke about our robotics camp and coding camp. Our instructors are going to be leading those camps. A lot of teachers involve themselves in the summer programming. We do have some parents who also will come in and run a camp from time to time, if we have connections with our community, a greater Cathedral community, we'll have some families that participate in operations of a camp.
So people might be listening and they're thinking, how do we register and what are the deadlines and how much does it cost? Can you give us
a breakdown of that?
Yeah,
sure.
Give us an overview of that. So
absolutely.
That people can kind of have it start thinking ahead on that.
So camps can cost anywhere from, let's say, our sports camps range in the $75 range all the way up through around $200, depending on the length, because some of our sports camps are half day and some of our sports camps are full day camps. Most of our enrichment camps are $125, although there are a few due to supplies that may be beyond the normal costs of camp, can be upwards of $150 to $200.
Okay.
As far as reaching camps, the best way to find out information about Camp Cathedral is to go to campcathedral.com on the internet. We have a full listing and description of every camp. That's also where you register, and registrations online is pretty smooth, pretty easy. You can register, and then you'll get confirmation of that registry, and we try to be very good about communicating in regards to a week or so before your beginning of week of camp. You'll receive an email from us describing exactly where to go on campus and how to get ready for camp and things you need to bring and that sort of thing as well.
And that's all practical information. So if people were... Do you have a favorite camp that you really enjoy watching, or maybe a new camp that's coming up that you're thinking, I can't wait to check that out? Or so,
well,
two different questions there.
I really, one of my favorite camps that we do is our service camp.
Okay, let's talk about that.
And the service camp is operated by a cathedral teacher. He is also a football coach. He is a cathedral alum. His name's Nick Lyons. Great guy. And Nick has been doing our service camp for a very long time.
Is that only run in the summer, or do they ever do it during like a spring break?
No, right now it's only run during the summer. There actually has been talk of expanding that, but we have never gone beyond the talk. But the service camp goes to several locations throughout Indianapolis, and it allows the students, elementary, middle school age students, to earn service hours if they have some sort of requirement in their schools, or if they don't need to earn service hours and just want to participate in service. That's awesome. That's great. Mm-hmm. And we start that camp up at 7 a.m. and a lot of them come in sleepy eyed. But then they hop on the bus and they go to the location, and it's a great way to see our Holy Cross service value in action.
Absolutely. So what kind of an impact has this had? We only have about 2 minutes left. What kind of an impact has this had on the youth that you see that go in this program?
Well, I think that it's a big impact in regard to the kids that we have come to Cathedral. We have a lot of our students who are at Cathedral and have participated in camps. They're building relationships with their teachers prior to being on campus. They're building relationships with families who also are sending their children or are going to try and send their children to Cathedral High School.
And each other.
Right, absolutely. And for our sports camps, they're getting firsthand experience with a coach at the varsity level, many of which are state championship winning coaches who are going to be working with these elementary and middle school students. And it's a great jump off point for them. As a teacher in the school, I will every once in a while ask my kids, hey, who has been to a Camp Cathedral camp? And usually I get a full hand up for most of my students because they've participated and been a part of the program.
So one more time, if you could give the web address if someone was interested in learning more and they want to register.
Absolutely. www.campcathedral.com.
And is there a registration deadline?
We actually have registration open for each week of camp until 11:59 on the Sunday night before the camp begins.
That's great. That's great. Well, that's really awesome. Well, thank you so much, Anthony Ernst, Director of Summer Programs at Cathedral High School, talking about Camp Cathedral. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Take care. God bless you as well.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.